All right, we're recording now. You did just mention about the modern music being short.
Yes.
A lot of brevity. Someone who brought that to the mainstream also was Kanye. He did the Nas album. He did that album with Kid Cudi where it was like a lot of, you know, really short songs that got right to the point. He just released one 4 days ago, and I think we're even going to skirt around YouTube because I don't even know if this is a real song. He just released it on Twitter. Like, okay. So I don't know if it's like a streamable. Hopefully you can hear him. That's not him.
That's real?
That's very real. That's not AI.
That's off of his Twitter.
Yeah, he just posted thing. That song. He made a post where he said, you know, when I was 8, you know, for 4 years, him and his cousin were engaging in this.
Sexually.
Yeah.
Head giving.
This is the Ministry of Silly.
This is the ministry of silly talk.
Thank you for listening to my daddy's stupid podcast. And remember, his head is full of doo-doo, so don't listen to anything he says.
That's very funny.
That is very funny.
Generals. Welcome generals. To another exciting episode of the Silly Talk Podcast.
Generals, just, not cousins. Generals.
Yes, just generals.
Just generals.
Just dropped it, a little bit of Kanye on you. You know, it's normally my goal to avoid being topical, and Kanye constantly with the like, hey, nobody's paying attention to me. I'm a Nazi.
Yeah.
I'm a Klansman, because there the interview, if you watch the full thing, the interview he did with Academic where he wore the Black Klansman outfit. Academic was smart in that he filmed the whole interview.
Okay.
So when they first get there, Kanye's totally normal. Like, oh, hey, man, yeah, you know, if you need anything, blah, blah, blah. It's just like a normal interaction. And he goes, okay, well, let's start the interview. He goes, oh, yeah, let me go put my shit on. Comes out, Black Klansman outfit.
Okay.
Says all the crazy shit.
Yeah, see, I had heard that existed. I didn't see any clips of it. I don't know who he was talking to.
You could probably imagine it.
Yeah.
It's Kanye. But he takes off, he changes, and then they say goodbye. And in those bookends of it, seems reasonably normal. So when he recently said on Twitter that he had been blowing his cousin for 8 years or whatever,
that's weird. Does that shape my opinion of him whatsoever? No.
Exactly, right? Because it's like,
that's a weird anecdote. The fact that you're wanting to share it in this way, also weird.
Very weird.
Timing and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it's 2025. Do I care? No.
Not really. We got a lot of other stuff going on, Kanye.
Yeah,
it definitely feels like one of those situations where there was some sort of week-long period where everyone wasn't paying attention to him, so then he was like, blew my cousin!
Hey, yeah.
That's what I did.
That's what it really reads hard to me.
Yeah, it's starting to get difficult to... I mean, it's always been difficult to take him seriously, but it's like all of this stuff is now becoming... Although I will say, there was a time, and shout out to Griff, because he still is on Twitter or X or whatever, and I remember it too. Kanye West's Twitter feed will often be like, oh, check. Yeah, when they see this next thing, I'm going to make $10 million. And then the next tweet is like, I'm a Nazi in all cap locks or whatever. And then that goes into the media. And then that becomes a thing. And then, you know,
then
like,
he makes $10 million.
Then he makes $10 million. Yeah. So, look.
That's got to be
the bar.
The troll. Right, is that's got to be the grift or whatever this is. It's hard to put a name on what this is.
It's hard to imagine that he's crazy as he's behaving.
I mean, thing is crazy as a fox. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Well, you know, to quote a lady that I've been working for whose husband had an unfortunate demise. And
I gave my cousin head.
Maybe. He was an Indian man. He was an Indian man from India. But different rituals over there. He was an engineer. And she... And she said he was one of those people that was brilliant, but like on the verge of madness.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and like she really quote, she was like, and towards the end of his life, the madness took over. So, you know, it's like, but was he ever genius that brilliant? I'm not taking away from his talent whatsoever. Incredible music talent.
Yeah.
Is that fair to put that?
Right, like, yeah, he's just being driven mad by his genius.
You know what I'm saying?
And like, making beats.
I'm not saying that Beethoven is a genius. Beethoven made great music.
Yeah.
Is he on the same level as, you know, Oppenheimer? Eh.
Well, and that's the thing about a situation like this is if you look at someone who was a borderline genius or whatever and, you know, they were driven mad by their own brilliance, that person also got up and went to work every day.
Or is Ted Kaczynski.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And Kanye West, like, rented out the Atlanta Dome to make an album of 6 2-minute songs or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's a difference between how much, like, a crazy engineer who has to go to work every day's madness spirals versus a guy who's like, hey, check this out.
Yeah, I got a limitless amount of money. Watch this.
And I'm sorry. And I don't mean to sound like I have some kind of additional insight into it, but I know a lot of people from Chicago, and I could name 50 people I know who have given the opportunity to bother the world in the way Kanye West does with his nonsense wouldn't just jump at that.
Okay.
It is a very sort of specific kind of asshole that comes from Chicago, and I think Kanye West is potentially just reaching final form in
that thing.
But where does he go from here? Because I'm like, dude, you said you were a Nazi.
You can go back a decade. Where do you go from there?
Yeah.
He was a billionaire.
Yeah.
A decade was when the Yeezys was jumping.
Yeah.
Give or take, right? 2015, I'm almost positive Yeezys were huge 2015. So that's when he got billionaire status.
Yep.
Where can you go from billionaire status? You're Kanye. You can't be Jeff Bezos.
No, but you go crazy. Hold on a
second. Yeah, so you go insane. That's what I'm saying. Like, and then you marry what's her name, who's also a billionaire, who's just a manipulative troll. You know, who's like then on top. It's a
mess how you get there. But this, from a purely. Hey, a lot of news isn't great. The internet isn't always like bringing the rays of sunshine. For our purposes here, I don't know that Kanye West could have gifted me anything. We don't do topical stuff.
No,
we don't do pop culture. We don't do politics. We don't do modern things.
But you throw that out there, we're going
to Kanye even had dragged me into this to where I'm like, that's the most what?
Well, you know what's great about it is that we've had a 10-minute discussion on it, and we've not said one thing political or cultural.
What is there to?
That's what I mean. There's no debate about it. It's just weird.
Yeah, it has to be.
Not that it happened.
Yeah.
That it happened is, you know,
yeah,
it's not normal for me, but it may be normal for other people. But I'm saying the weird thing is how
he was saying too, though, that this happened when they were kids, like from the ages of like. Whatever, like 8 to 12.
As long as it's not Blarney, if everyone's okay with it, you know, what are you going to do?
Buy the new Yeezys. Yeah, go online, get you a fresh new swastika fit, right? Straight
who
from
makes
Ken
it? Does Yeezy make shoes anymore?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, no, I think he got his contract back. That's too deep into me giving a shit what that guy's got going on. Okay. Just, I mean, we can find out.
To see how much Yeezys are now, because they used to be like $1,500 or something ridiculous.
Yeah, that's true. Although, as far as shoes go, probably that's only up to the stock. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm curious to see then.
I really need chat to get in on this. Hold on. Okay, so I'm going to bring chat into this just remember that if you talk or make noise, it'll just cut her off. So you got to finish. Wait till she finishes speaking. Zara, are you there?
I'm here. What's up?
Hey, can you go online and look up how much an average pair of Yeezys cost right now?
According to StockX, the Adidas Yeezy Boost 350 V2 Static is listed at $102. Other models like the Yeezy Slide Bone are priced at $155. Prices vary based on the model and condition.
Is there any way for you to find out if there's been a trend upward or downward in value since Kanye said he was a Nazi?
After Kanye West's controversial statements in 2022, Adidas ended its partnership with him, which caused a significant drop in Yeezy resale prices. Collectors started selling their Yeezy items at discounted rates, and Adidas faced a substantial loss due to unsold inventory. Despite the initial decline, Yeezy products still have ongoing interest on the secondary market as of early 2025.
Okay, thank you. I think that'll do it.
So you're getting for a hundo now.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually smart of him.
No, well,
to reduce the value of the old ones because they don't have a partnership anymore. So whenever he gets another partnership to make the new ones.
Well, and I don't necessarily know that he even really was like that concerned with that part of it because he had already made a gazillion, and then he was like, I'm gonna do something crazy and make this money that nobody else can get, you know. Who knows I don't want to try to delve into the mind of a guy who blew his own cousin, but I just thought the cousin blowing is like, it's such an escalation of insanity. It's an escalation of insanity to a point where I couldn't not mention it.
Fair enough. But
to be fair, being a Nazi is worse
than
blowing
your cousin. real quick as the and it's coming from me here, the tenets of the Ministry of Silly Talk: we do not frown upon people who blow other people. It's the Nazis that are more egregious.
Fair. He did start high.
Yeah,
but as far as announcements,
well, and here's the thing:
this is how much he's numbed us out.
But what's Nazi?
Yeah,
KKK. That's real.
Yep,
Nazi KKK. Yep. Awful.
Yeah, no. But no,
did
hierarchy.
Less damage overall than the Nazi.
Yeah, yeah, different situation.
Yeah. And then you've got cousin blow. Pretty soon he's gonna drop a banger.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna get back to form.
That's right. Yeah, we'll get College Dropout.
We'll get
too.
Heartless again.
Yeah.
You know
no, that's
saying?
Fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Because we're you know what? You're right.
The pendulum always swings, as they say.
It does. It's swinging all the time, and the reality...
He's just swinging fast. He's going, Nazi, yeah. KKK, blow my cousin.
See? That's the thing.
Dropping a banger. Ah!
It has to be coming. In the next week, we're going to come in here and be like, "Gee, that new Kanye.
Kanye is he's a
I
genius.
Can't listen to it without crying.
Did you know Kanye was a genius?
Yeah, I can't listen to it. Tears. I just can't listen.
You know
to
why
it.
Pale never blew up?
Yeah.
He didn't blow his cousin.
You don't know me, bitch.
Oh, hell.
I wrote that song a long time ago.
Kanye got my hard drive, dog.
He stole it from me.
White power. How are you guys doing?
All right, listen. That's enough. I think we're going to do a 30-minute today. Let's take a break. Oh, wait. Before we go to the break. Kanye got us. All right. As usual, this episode is brought to you by Shirt Caviar. Visit shirtcaviar.com and use promo code OGA to save 10% on your order today. Go buy one of those glass coffins and lay in it and pay Tony to come over and put a big shirt on it.
You could also hit the hotline at 847-665-9238, which is what you're most likely going to do because you don't do either. Get the glass coffins or hit the damn hotline. So what does it matter?
Hit us up, 847-665-9238. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe on YouTube and jump down in those comments. Audio is available where you get podcasts. We'll be right back.
Caviar leak. Incoming. Incoming caviar leak.
It's when I put the fucking money up. Like, what the fuck I look like letting 12 catch me? I'm about to disappear, homie, you can see.
They go to it, not having it on YouTube today.
Welcome back to the second half of the podcast. The last half had some disturbing music in it. Maybe we could get a banger out of it from someone on the internet.
What is that?
That's my bean shell, bitch. That's where I keep my beans.
My bean shell, bitch.
Navy pink or green.
My bean shell, bitch.
We ass oak.
My bean shell, bitch.
We don't use pine, that's a joke.
An inferior my bean shell,
Well, I mean,
I think that's a way better song.
It is a better song. Got a better message.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, some surely
hit home for me. It hit home. Hits home for me much more. You know what I mean? It's just it relates.
I could totally relate to having built a shelf
for beans.
For beans, and I
am being so aggressively excited about it that I looked at my wife and said, "That's my bean shelf, bitch.
Yeah,
it's where I put my beans.
There's nothing to think about there.
Yeah,
it's quite simple.
There's no fat on that joke.
Exactly. There's nothing
domestic.
There's nothing to unravel there.
No.
What is that? It's my bean shelf, bitch. It's where I put my beans." Pretty far cry from a dude who's like, I'm a Nazi. And
when I was 8 years old, I blew my cousin.
Yeah.
What?
The bean shelf actually should be. Hopefully the bean shelf outstreams that one.
Kanye's about to make 20 million.
We need a palate cleanser. Well,
dude, you know how many people are talking about that? I mean, the fact that you just told me that, someone who doesn't engage that
ever.
Much, like, that's shocking to me. So people that do engage are going to be all over that.
Well, look.
There's going to be multiple videos of that or about that, memes. And it's going to be Kanye has not made a decent piece of music in 15 years. But it's going to be he's still in the lexicon.
He's made some bangers, though, in the interim, though. A lot of times when he says something crazy, he'll do something bonkers. Like, it's just Kanye just like kind of like.
I mean, maybe
he's like
there's
a piranha, like comes at you like. Nom, 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 nom,
maybe there's stuff out there that I'm not aware of.
Yeah, because he did that. Some of that vulture stuff is crazy good. He's still making good music. But I hear what you're saying, where it's like you haven't done like a culture shifting.
You haven't done any Kanye.
You hadn't done your thing.
Kanye-esque bangers,
yeah,
which are pop culturally, you know, accessible, whatever you want to call.
Yeah.
Nothing in 15 years.
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, brake experts are saying you should stay away from dolphins. Stay out of the water. Ministry officials have issued a global alert.
Hey, we're back. Sorry, I had to play Josh some Kanye music. It was the same point we were both making the whole time.
Yeah.
Past Kanye. Oops, opened something. I don't even know what this application is. Realistically, if you want good music, you have to go to the 90s when hip hop was at its peak.
Take it over there.
Yeah. I would say 90.
I need some more reverb here.
Yeah, this guy knows what he's talking about.
See, that's how you know that guy's a musical genius.
Yeah.
Because
he was like, I need some shoulder pads in his jacket, and I need some, and I need some reverb here.
It's crazy looking at this too, because that's Tori Spelling in the middle, and like I just only remember her looking old.
Well, people back then just looked older. These kids are supposed to be 15, 17 tops. That guy looks like he's 30. Tori Spelling looks like she's in her 20s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not the early part.
No, in her 20s.
In her 20s. Yeah. Giving her the credit.
This guy, I don't know. Mike, check it. Yo, here I am. I'm making you mic check it. Yo, I wanted a mic check. I bring the level up. I wanted a mic check. Yeah, I wanted a mic check. Bring the level up.
I need some more reverb here.
We need some more reverb here. Listen, I'm a guy who does
here.
Sound. If you listen,
here.
If you've listened to this podcast, you know sometimes I don't give it my all. But if I'm making a piece of audio,
you want the reverb to be squared away, correct?
You do. You want the reverb, but you also don't necessarily want reverb because he's in a room, and also I want some more reverb here is a wild statement. From that guy, like you can't hear that in that
at
room.
That moment with that guy going, "Chicken, chicken, check, make it a check, chicken, check."
He's like, "Okay, this is what the show will sound like." To be fair, I want to listen and see if there actually is more reverb after
there's
this
no
statement.
Way.
I want to hear because if I'm being fair regarding reverb, the band is reverbed out. There is so much reverb in the band. It's a reverb festival.
Need some more reverb here.
Sounds terrific.
Well, that comes from knowing you're part of a professional management team.
It's another funny thing about the reverb situation is that the reverb, they like.
It's nothing to do with the management team.
This is some boring shit. I gotta get past this. But the deal with reverb is it makes it sound like it's in a room. It makes the sound bounce back and forth. They're in a room. And literally the people who edited the audio for this episode of the show added reverb to whatever that music is, because obviously it's not live.
So you want to sound like you're in a
room.
So
it would sound like you're in a room. Yeah. And it's such a weird selection to have him be like, need a little bit more of that.
Maybe it's because they added the reverb.
Yeah,
the sound engineer who made the episode or whatever.
Who knows? Well, there also should be an option to be like, turn this suck down.
Knowing you're part of a professional management team.
Sounds terrific.
Well, that comes from knowing you're part of a professional management team.
Management team.
Yeah, I hooked him up with the band, didn't I?
I thought David found them.
I was in the room when he called.
Yeah, he really is terrific.
He really is terrific.
Terrific.
I don't know how else to describe him.
No one else. People don't use that word anymore. Terrific.
You know, to be fair, though, do you want somebody not blowing their cousin and you get this, or you want Kanye? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do we sort this out?
Here's the thing. As long as I'm not the cousin.
Yeah.
Either cousin.
Yeah.
Give me Kanye.
Yeah, well,
because I don't want this.
Well, and we discussed this earlier.
I probably assume this guy has blown his cousin.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to come up with a phrase for this kind of comparison, where it's the large real estate, the long yard situation, where it's like, do you want this or a guy blowing his cousin?
So
it's like,
should we call it the Sahara?
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Just
the Gobe.
The expanse.
There you go.
How much of the expanse?
Abyss?
Yeah, abysses. Yeah. Well, abyss never ends. That's the problem. But I, you
general.
Just, you
just, I mean, I'm like this. I'm back to I'm knuckle to knuckle.
You just need, like an A and a B that are so widely. Yeah. I mean, because that's the world now. People are like, what about this and then this, and it's like, I don't know.
Just neither, I guess.
Something in the middle. There's got to be
Leonard Skinner.
Because is there a middle? There's Thank you, Leonard. Hey, Leonard Skinner exists in the expanse
somewhere between this guy
and Kanye.
Kanye
blowing his cousin.
I don't know. Leonard might. They might be in their own little area outside of those two cousin blowers.
To be fair,
because this might be two cousin blowers.
Yeah, Leonard Skinner. I mean, look, who doesn't love Leonard Skinner?
Needle and a spoon. You
if
ever heard
I
that?
Need, if someone was going to ask me about two artists and be like, who blew their cousins, and you were like Kanye West or
Checks
Leonard
out.
Skinner,
no,
Leonard I would be like. under normal circumstances, without the information I had, I would certainly be like, these Alabama guys definitely.
Well, and the chances are so much higher because there's like eight of them.
Yeah.
There's so horns, drums, couple guitarists, singers.
It's a mess. It's a mess over there. And there are Muscle Shoals getting wrecked. Like, you know, like, who knows? Yeah. Who knows? But and then it's one guy. The odds are, okay, did this one guy blow his cousin, or did these 20 people at one point accidentally blow their cousin?
And here's what we do know in 2025. We don't know what happened with Leonard Skinner or any of those guys.
Yeah.
Besides the plane crash, unfortunately. And a great comeback tour with a younger brother who kills it. I've seen him live. Impeccable. But Tuesday's Gone still makes you cry. Okay.
But I would never be affected by a song like that.
Lies. You've tried it on the acoustic before, you piece of...
I can't get through it. I start crying when it gets to
Pale was the Pale Matthews band before he was Pale.
I was just recently got hit up by another guy I used to rap with, and he was like, hey, man, do you have any of our music? I'm trying to show it to, you know, my wife. Like, you know, he's like living a normal human life. And I was like, yeah, man, I got this thing that me and Tony recorded where we listen to everything. Available on Patreon. Patreon.com/OneGramArmy. Give me $25 for this.
Sure, why not?
But so I sent it to him, and I hadn't listened to it in ages. Even the part thing where me and Tony recorded talking about it, and there was a line I had that was something about getting murked, right? And I said, if you're murked, you're murdered. If you're murdered, you're dead. That's a bar that I spit.
If you're murked, you're murdered. If you're murdered, you're dead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And
like, if you're alive, you're not dead.
There was like a 10-minute. And Tony was like, no, I fucking love that bar because it's like, it's so spot on. And I was like, I just never realized how much filling I was putting into that. And that is ridiculous. Right? If you're standing, you're standing. If you're standing, you're not sitting.
If you're asleep, you ain't woke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that would have been better than if you're murked, you're murdered. I'm literally just telling you what the thing is. It's like, here's a different word for standing. And if you're doing that, you're standing. And then you're not sitting down.
Kind of.
Was essentially, I feel like logically.
That's that where you were going with it. I don't know where the stand.
I'm just trying to use something other than murdered. You know what I mean? Like, if you were just describing.
If you're walking, you're trotting. And if you're trotting, you ain't dead.
You're not sitting down. That's what I'm saying. Like, I was trying to figure out a way to compare it to a normal conversation where you're just like, you're this, you're this, you're this. And I'm just explaining. I'm like, murked means murdered. Guess what happens if you're murdered?
You're dead.
Thank you. Here's this hot model I wanted to show you.
So you think you can handle the fire, do ya? Think again, you scallywag. This be Mountain Ember Hot Sauce, born in the Highlands.
I hope nobody is just audio only on this one, because
you're missing all of it.
In the flames, and hot enough to make a clacking cry. One drop and you feel the burn of a thousand suns. The fury of a raging pilot. This ain't for the weak of tongue or the faint of the heart. Nay, this shall be for those with the spirit of a true buccaneer.
Did we stop right here, though?
No, I'm just curious. Is this a commercial for a hot sauce?
This is a video from the internet.
Oh.
And I think it is. And listen, glad you brought that up.
Okay.
I think this is about a hot sauce.
Okay.
Which is why you would just, you know, why spare any expense? You get the hottest model
you can find.
With
the most expensive outfit. yeah, prostheses.
Just, I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, they clearly spent, I mean, just...
$11.72
That background is there.
To take the hit, or will you turn tail and run like a village rat? If you got what it takes, then be trying Mountain Number Hot Sauce. Pick flavor. Reach your climax.
I'm good.
I think I need to know what this product is. Mount, what the hell did she say? Mountain flavor climax? What the hell is this?
Yeah, turn down, run like a village rat.
Yeah. There's so much going on.
The length here is what is really disturbing.
And
the visual obviously is the most disturbing, but the length.
She's hot, dude. Stop that. She's a beautiful woman.
Even if she was hot. Let's take that factor out.
I gotta get into the
just
teeth.
Just listening to her.
I gotta get into the teeth.
Those are the things. Those are the things from the store.
I don't think so.
No, that's not all her actual. That's why she's sounding like that.
I think
those are grown in her mouth.
I think those are grown in her mouth.
No.
All right.
Can you enhance? Is that a thing?
Hold on. Yes. Hold on. Let me. Let's continue to discuss. I'll work on
this. Well, I just, because I'm thinking they've gone to the, Spirit Halloween or whatever.
You would think so. I just don't, you can't see as closely as I can.
Okay. Fair enough.
There's even a part of, here, take your headphones off real quick. Come over, just walk around, don't, try not to kick anything. Watch out for your camera. This is even easier. Look, this is a 1080p monitor. Those aren't vampire fangs. Like, that's not...
He's got the predator's mouth?
Dude, that is not a van... Those are not vampire fangs. Look, that's her teeth. She has teeth growing on top of her teeth. Why would you be a pirate and also...
Oh, the vampire. Okay, you're right.
Because that's what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, this is a vampire situation. Yeah, you're thinking, but see, she did this to me. Well, the first time I saw the video, I was like, oh, she has in Spirit Halloween vampire teeth. She's playing a pirate.
It makes no sense. It's not a peg leg. It's not an eye patch.
Oh, dude. It's teeth on teeth.
Those are her, all of her teeth.
She might have doubled down.
Okay, this is what I'm thinking. If someone is, speaking of doubling down, I think someone's taking advantage of someone here. In a way that may
no.
not.
Yeah, no, she definitely did not. Yeah.
Or do you think she championed this idea? No,
I don't. I don't think so at all. I remove responsibility from her for this, unless, dude.
Could you see a weird parent, whose child who's like this, an adult,
mm-hmm.
comes to them and wants to be on the internet, and is like, "Mom, listen."
That's a dude. That's an adult. That lady has kids. I'm going out on a limb right now and just saying.
Yeah, that is a grown up lady.
That's a fully grown up lady.
I was thinking maybe a special needs in the early 20s.
Nope. No. Yeah. No.
That's
no.
a 30 something year old weirdo that works at whatever.
The Fury of a raging pirate. This ain't for the weak of tongue or the faint of the heart. Nay, this shall be for those with the spirit of a true buccaneer.
Okay, crap. I'm starting to come around to you on the teeth. Though.
Yeah, I just keep seeing
it. It does seem like maybe like they took advantage.
She just wasn't sure.
Yeah,
of the,
and they put the teeth in there. We need more research is required on this.
We need to be able to Austin
see if
Powers
this,
enhance.
Does this hot sauce exist? Hold on. Yeah, that's the first thing.
Number hot sauce.
Mountain Number Hot Sauce? Boy, that seems highly unlikely. Mountain Number Hot Sauce.
Get my orders on there.
Mo Mountain Hot Sauce exists.
I'm saying there's so many hot sauce.
Yeah, that's true, too. This is going to be Mountain Man Hot Sauce. Hold on. Pirate meme.
Low Mountain Heat Incorporated.
Yeah, see, I'm getting all of that, too. I'm trying to figure out.
Low Mountain Hot Sauce is what this one said. LowMountainHotSauce.com. It's got all the different flavors.
Oh, no, but I'm saying, though, too, that I've got, I got Mountain Number hot sauce. I got Mo Mountain. I got Mountain Man hot sauce. I got Mountain Hot House sauce. I got.
I've got a couple different sites that have Mo Mountain that have different flavors, like she's describing.
Okay.
M O E Mountain.
Pick flavor, reach your climax.
Either way, I just figured I'd give us all a.
And I mean, just having her say cool that thing. Last
someone hot was like
reach your climax.
Reach your climax.
With this going on.
It's quite a it's a mess.
Arr.
It's not ideal.
Yeah, I think I'd rather get scurvy.
I think we'll close it out with this.
Okay.
It was just recently Easter, a little bit of church wouldn't hurt anybody.
Nothing I did, nothing I tried, nothing I smoked, nothing I snorted, nothing I drank, no man I did, no one did me, nothing did me any good. Oh Lord, even that food, the food, the food I put in my mouth, help me Lord.
Wait. Come back.
That lady.
I want to see what her face was before when she was talking about the crack and everything. Yeah. Oh, okay.
She doesn't. I think she probably had that face the whole time.
Oh, okay.
But one more time. That lady.
She's getting the woman. It in.
But the woman behind her, maybe one of my favorite people in the world, never met her. Great lady, never met him, but like she, the lady's face at the end is really it's what I makes did, it worth
nothing
getting
I
up
tried,
for.
Nothing I smoked, nothing I snorted, nothing I drank, no man I did, no one did me, no one did me any good. Oh Lord, even that food, the food, the food I put in my mouth wouldn't help me.
If you notice the lady on the right, though, with the long hair,
look,
watch her as she notices the other lady's reaction as she's going. It is great. Because we can't see the other lady's reaction, but she can. She knew the camera was coming to her, and she's just waiting for it. Oh, that's great.
I think the lady on the left was legitimately like,
why is she up here?
Calm down.
Nothing I smelled. Nothing I smelled. No man did me. I didn't hear.
The food.
I put in my mouth.
Oh, boy. That's some good stuff.
Because they're about the same size.
Oh, that's God. Great.
Let me say, let me loosen off that hole.
Alright, so we're gonna get out of here, and it was a pleasure. We're gonna listen to this on the way out. Always. Don't forget 847-665-9238.
Let me loosen off that hole. 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 Let me loosen off that hole.
What if she was going at the same time as the guy?
Let me loosen off that hole. 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 Let me loosen off that hole.
All right, we're out. Check it later. See you next week.
This is the Ministry of Silly Talk.
Silly Talk. Ministry of
Silly Talk.
This is the Ministry.
This is the Ministry of
Silly Talk.
This is the Ministry of
Silly Talk.
Thank you for listening to my
Daddy Stupid Podcast. And remember, his head is full of doo-doo, so don't listen to anything he says.
That's very funny.